Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mrs. Mogis. I just realized a couple weeks ago that there is a charge on my account from your company, and I have absolutely no idea what it is for. The bank was investigating it, but they suggested, they gave me the number to call to suggest that I give you guys a call to find out what the heck this charge is, because I don't even recognize the name of your company.
Alrighty, can I get your zip code, please?
18360.
Thank you for that information. And your first and last name?
Louise Mogitz. It's M-O-G-I-T-Z.
Alrighty, let me see. And you said 18360 was the zip code,
yes.
Ma'am?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that first and last name again, I apologize.
It's L-O-U. I-S-E, and last name is M-O-G-I-T-Z. It's a zebra.
Alrighty. Oh, I don't see it.
Now, what company is this that I'm calling?
You're calling a third-party customer service center.
Oh, okay. The merchant name it's saying is Nourished Living Today.
Yes, ma'am. We represent over 400 companies.
So oh, wonderful. Okay.
And you got that charge today, you said, or last month?
No. The charge was as of September 16th. I just noticed it on last month's statement and put a dispute in with the bank because I had no idea what it entailed. And they just sent me a letter today saying that they were investigating it, but they needed more information. I never told them that I didn't receive. Well, I did say I didn't receive any product or anything like that. But they want to know what product was ordered. I didn't order anything. So there's, I said I don't even know what this company deals with. I said so I can't even tell you, what product. So when they gave me the customer service number and they said, well, give it a call and see if you can figure it out. And if not, then we'll take further action. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. So I do see an account here. Would you verify that address for me, please?
214 Engelmeyer Drive, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, 18360.
All right, ma'am. So it looks like back in September, you responded to a contest for an Instapot. Do you recall that?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, it says
wait
you
a minute.
Called
there
in
was
already
something.
And canceled it.
Yes, I was going to say, wait a minute. Yes, there was something. I guess it was the Instapot, but I did. I called in immediately when I realized because the the survey or whatever the heck it was, was misrepresented. And it was something like there was supposed to be like a $2 charge or something. And I noticed that there was a charge, that at the end it said that I was going to be charged a certain amount. I guess that's what it was, the $39.99. I don't even remember. And they told me that they did, that it was canceled and everything else. But apparently I was charged for it.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. When you called in on the 16th, you canceled, and they canceled you.
Well, they didn't cancel me.
The charge is still valid.
Why
canceled
is the charge
because
still
you
valid?
Would get charged. You would have gotten two more charges by now if you weren't canceled. It's a monthly fee.
For what, though? I don't understand. I didn't get any Instapot. I didn't get anything. I got nothing at all. What was the charge for?
you're charged for the mobile app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. It has meal plans and recipe guides. You would have gotten that in your email the same day that you put your credit card number in. And that would give you the instructions on how to download it and how to use the app.
No, but if I canceled immediately, that charge should have been taken off, and they told me that it was going to be taken off immediately. I wasn't going to be charged again.
No,
for,
ma'am, I have the notes here. It said you called to cancel, you declined to pay $20 a month, and that was it. They canceled you. Cancellation does not mean refund. Cancellation means you get no further charges.
If I called the same day to cancel, then I shouldn't have been charged.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but no one told you that you were getting a refund. And you didn't request one. You only requested to be canceled.
Because I didn't know I was going to be charged a $39.89 fee. I thought I was just going, whatever the charge was, it was understood that I was, that I wasn't going to be charged anything because I canceled on the day that this survey or whatever the heck it was that I was looking into. When I realized I was going to be charged, I called immediately. That nobody said anything about getting a charge of $39.89, and then
ma'am, that's
that
why you called. It was because of the charge. So
no,
you knew that
call.
Well, why did you call if you didn't call about the charge?
Because when I realized at the end of the after I put the application in, I saw I was going to be charged whatever it was a month at that point in time, and I didn't want it, but they never said to me, so I canceled immediately so I wouldn't be charged anything, and they never said anything about an initial charge of $39.89 and that all future charges would be, monthly fees would be, would be stopped. I just understood that it was supposed to be stopped at that point because I called the same day within probably minutes of whatever whenever the thing went through.
Okay, ma'am, I understand what you're saying, but no one said that you were getting a refund. That was your understanding. That was not what was said.
Okay, I'm still going to dispute this through my bank because it's misinterpretation because nobody told me that I was getting charged $39.89 for anything. I did not get the service, so why
ma'am,
the hell should
I still have
charged
access?
For it?
It went to your email. You did get it. It's in your junk or it's in your spam. It's somewhere in your email. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten the charge.
I will check my email, but I'm telling you, I got nothing. Nothing. And there, again, I was not supposed to be, nobody told me I was getting charged for this. When you call immediately to cancel, there's a 3-day right of rescission on anything that you order, okay? I called immediately to cancel. I should not have been charged for this. It wasn't like I called weeks later or anything like that, that it was already, whatever it is, the subscription or whatever the hell it was already in progress. I called immediately to cancel this.
Yes, ma'am. You canceled and you were canceled, but you still had access to the app for the rest of that month. You didn't request a refund. You only requested
because
cancellation.
Because they did not tell me that I was going to be charged and I had access to the rest of the month. I don't care what you said about an email. Emails get lost. Emails get like you said, put into spam and everything else. Nobody told me that I was going to be charged $39.89 and no further charges would be made after that. And I would have access until the end for an entire month. I wanted the whole thing canceled at that point in time.
And it was canceled at that point.
Yes, and if it was canceled, and then the whole thing should have been canceled for the month and everything else. I did not request it to have it for a month. I requested it to
be
canceled.
Ma'am, once you put that card in, you accept that and you agree to having it. So if you didn't say that you want your money back, how would we know to give you your money back when you put the credit card number in there to pay it?
Because I canceled it immediately and told them I did not want it, that I didn't understand what it was that they they put it under false thing for an Instapot. You just said that. It was
yes,
a survey
ma'am, but it
for
has
an
very clear terms and conditions if you have
yeah,
read
probably
them.
In small
very
print,
clear.
Probably. Yeah,
it is
exactly.
Small, but you need to read it if it's small or large.
All right, like I said,
I'll
deal with it with my bank. I will deal with it with my bank. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ma'am, I'll get you canceled.